Welcome everybody. Today we'll be discussing strategic human resource management in the hospitality sector. Let us go through the objectives of today's presentation. The objectives are to discuss the design and development of HR systems, the organizational strategic goal, strategic management process, the execution of strategic plans, and the metrics which are essential for creating an HR practices. Now, the structure. Strategic planning, what we are going to discuss today is strategic planning. Initially, we'll talk about the importance of managers. What are the roles and responsibilities of the manager? What is the importance? Then the fundamentals of management planning, the objectives of it. Improving productivity through human resources information systems, HRIS. Top manager's role in strategic planning, the HR action, HR management tools, and building higher performance work systems. So let us start with the importance of manager. Let's discuss what is a strategic plan. A strategic plan is an organizational plan. Every organization needs a strategic plan, where you look at what your internal strength is, what your internal weaknesses are, what your external opportunities are, what your external threats are, SWOT analysis is done. How do you maintain a competitive environment, a competitive advantage over your competition? How are your business goals going to be achieved? So plan is essentially a roadmap to where you are currently today. So where am I standing? I'm very good at service, but some of my products needs improvement. My rooms are 5 years old, they need refurbishment. Painting work needs to be done. I mean, these are my strengths and weaknesses. I'm pointing them out and I'm noting them out. I'm looking at what my competition is. There's a hotel opposite me, is that my competition? In my area, what was my competition? What are the opportunities? Am I next to the airport? So airline travel becomes my opportunities. People traveling on short trips become my opportunities. Layovers become my opportunities. Where do I fit in the market? Am I a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star? Who are my target audiences? How do I target? What is my segmentation? What is my pie of the segment which is coming in? What is my business pie? How do I increase my business pie? All that information is taken out. Is my staff my strength? What are good employees looking at me as? All is taken out and a plan is formulated. That becomes the strategic plan. So that will including my budget, everything it will include. My projections, my methods of getting more business, my methods of improving my product, my roles and responsibility of an organization vis-a-vis my environment, vis-a-vis my society around me. All that encompasses together into a strategic plan. So, strategic planning is a very important aspect. Now, this is in the broader sense. When you get into HR, we get into the specific roles of HR. Human resource management. What is my HR planning? What is my organizational structure going to look like? What are the number of people I require? What is the cost per person? What are their roles and responsibilities? What is the basic knowledge which I want to hire them at? So, my entire HR planning, number of people I have already on board, vis-a-vis the number of people I require, where do I need skill upgradation? What type of skills need to be upgraded? Soft skills, skills, specified skills. So, all that comes into HR planning. Human resource management is a vast subject. So when HR department sits to plan, it has to look at all other departments in the plan. what is the role of my frontline manager going to be? How is he going to assist me in my goals? Also is a part of human resource management. Planning. What is my organizational structure? What is my desired structure? Where are my gaps? What are my desired output from my staff? What is the output which I am gaining? What is my gap? Where are my gaps? How do I fill my gaps? Do I fill it through recruitment, selection and introduction? What is my process of recruitment going to be? How do I streamline recruitment? Arbitrary recruitment should not be done. Recruitment in a hurry should not be done. What are the database which I create? What is my year-long process of constant interviewing people? How do I do the selection criteria? Will the first interview happen with the HR executive? Then the second interview goes to the line manager. Then the third interview goes to the HR head. How does it happen? What are the roles which are going to be defined in terms of recruitment requirement? Talking to all managers of all departments, what is the recruitment requirement for the year? Is it sanctioned, not sanctioned? What is the expenditure for recruitment? Am I going to go to colleges and take freshers every year? Do I have a management training program? Do I have to do recruitment for that? Do I have to do recruitment for other aspects? How am I going to introduce myself? How am I going to position myself as an HR company? As a company to potential staff, what is the value addition in which I bring into a person's CV? So once I take all that into account, then I can devise a plan for recruitment, for selection processes, and for introduction to new employees. Then comes another step, which is personnel administration. How do I administer the people? What are the internal surveys which I will do? How is the grading system going to be? How am I going to get adequate feedback to give a performance appraisal? What is my conflict resolution method? All that I have to take into account. What are my statutory requirements for every type of labor which I hire? What is the quotient of my contractual labor versus permanent labor? What is my notice period? What are my termination policies? What are my grievance development? How do I identify gaps between performance and expected performance? Now, once I've identified gaps, what are my remedial methods? What is the kind of training exercises I need to develop in-house, or do I need to outsource? Do I need to do soft skill training, or do I need to do technical training? What are my management training goals? How do I achieve these goals? What period of length would training go into? Time would go into training? When will I do these trainings? I can't do it during peak season. I have to do it during off season. What is my strategy vis-a-vis if I am taking out employees for training purposes? What is my strategy for filling the gap in operations? Do I get in contractual labor? Or do I spread it one at a time? Am I doing one-on-one training, or am I doing on-the-job training? What type of training am I going to do? How do I assess these training needs as per individuals? How do I use my internal talent to train people? Where will they train? How will they train? How does it affect the overall strategy of the company? Overall goals of the company? Is the training adding value? Or is it just being done as an exercise? What are my motivational techniques? So, all these aspects have to be looked at. Once these aspects are looked at, you look at what? Has the employee's performance improved? What is the performance evaluation of the employee vis-a-vis last year or the last evaluation? When am I going to evaluate? Every 3 months? Every 2 months? What kind of feedback mechanism do I need to constantly maintain with the line managers? How does operation in information in affect my evaluation? What would be my own observation points? So I'll create an entire performance evaluation sheets, a periodical evaluations. Once I have periodically evaluated the employees, how do I address the needs which shows a gap? Do I need more training and development, or do I need to create or do more motivation towards that employee? Or is there something wrong with the employee? What is my counseling method so that the employee can progress and so that can the company? And if the employee is exceeding the performance level, how do I reward the employee? What is the employee's growth path? Has he exceeded in a level that he requires immediate gratification in terms of growth? Or other types of rewards need to be given, like employee of the month, employee of the year, create motivational things. So basically, how do I manage this talent which is there in the company or which I have acquired? See, growth of employees is always the growth of company. They are intertwined. Employee has to grow not only in his knowledge. He has to grow in his career. He has to grow in his attitude. He has to grow in every way. Change is the only constant. And growth is the only catalyst for change. When I am career planning for an employee, I have to also career plan for the person he is going to replace. I can't have two managers in one restaurant. So what is the succession plan? Where is that employee going to go? All that has to be planned. Even my replacements have to be planned. My work schedules have to be planned. If I'm a larger organization, in their labor unions I have to deal with from time to time. These labor unions come with a lot of disdains. What is my strategy towards them? How do I deal with labor unions? Yearly increment is given as per inflation, minimum increment and should be given. How do I give more increment to deserving employees? How do I identify those deserving employees? I can't only rely on line managers. He may have a bias towards one person or the other. How do I ensure that non-biased opinion is maintained? Human resource management is a whole gambit of all this. And HR planning is very essential for any organization. If there is no planning, there is no output. Employees need to feel that they own the company, they're growing in the company, they're learning in the company. Growth can be any way. So it becomes an important aspect of human resource management. Fundamentals of business planning. Human resources plans cannot function in isolation. They have to be a part of they have to be in unison with the business plan, the marketing plan, the production or the operation plan and the financial plan. Business plan is the most important plan. What is the business plan? It's the planning of the business. How much business do I need to generate to make a good profit? Create an entire business plan out of it. What are my capital resources which are going to be required? What are my human resources which are going to be required? How much am I willing to spend to make? How much will I make? What is my projections? On the basis of that, there is a marketing plan. How am I going to sell myself? To whom am I going to sell myself? What is my target audience? Where am I going to sell myself? How much of money do I require to sell myself? Then after that comes the operation plan. What is the operation desired for the marketing plan which I made? what type of production will I have to do? How much of production will I have to do? What are the resources required? What is my expenditure going to be? What are my human resources, capital which I require? All that leads to a financial plan. What is my cash flow going to be? How much can I spend on staff? How much can I spend on salary? How much can I spend on welfare? How much should I spend on uniform? How much can I spend on anything else? How much do I need for operations? So from my entire business point of view and marketing point of view and operation point of view, how much is my profit? And what is my cash flow management? In this month, how much money will I get so I can spend this much? That month, how much will I get so I can get this much? Do I need to take credit? What type of credit do I need to take? So all that encompasses in the financial plan. All these plans are very important. Human resource plan is a part of these plans. And all these five types of plans form the organizational plan, the strategic plan of the organization, from where the entire strategies are based. So the fundamentals are to be very clear. All plans go hand in hand. No plan can go one direction, another plan goes another direction. My business I'm planning in a certain way, but my marketing is going in a B certain way. My production and operation are completely different. So that disrupts my financial plan. Human resources doesn't know what to do. Every plan goes for a toss. So all these plans are intertwined and interlinked. And all these plans can be broken down into smaller plans. Operation plan can be broken down to even every department plan. All of them encompass the great planning. And for all that, you require a manager. So you've got a general manager in a hotel, you've got a HOD. They become very key roles. They are the ones who are going to strive to achieve goals, objectives. All of them have to align in one direction. So you have an HOD of a food and beverage, a HOD for front office, HOD for housekeeping, HOD for sales and marketing, and all of them report to the general manager, who's the custodian of all the plans. But the HODs become keys for implementation of the plans. So it becomes their role has to be set in stone. Their objectives and achieving the goals have to be very clear for all the HODs. And they will achieve it through their line managers, priorities and resources of the organization, by measuring opportunities and threats in their areas, by effective participation of all the employees, by focusing on the goals, and by follow-up. So hospitality managers are a key to every plan. If you don't have the right managers, your plans will go away. Best made plans flop and fail because of ineffective managers. Ineffective leadership will not percolate down the line. There will be no focus. There will be no follow-up. There will be no course correction. There will be no constant opportunity and threat assessments, which you need to constantly do. So managers are the people who execute these plans using various methods. So for them, the goals have to be very clear. They have to be very clear on their roles. I'll give you an illustration. Initially, when a plan is made, you document the current scenario. Operations plan. Document the current scenario. This is my particular scenario. This is where I stand. What are my problems? Where am I wasting my time? I have to identify these before I move any further. So problem identification becomes a key. Then I will plan an action for course correction. I will execute that action. I will make the changes as and when required. So I will execute that action. Once I have executed the action, I'll verify that the changes have been made. I will measure. I will monitor. I'll follow up. I'll measure the results. Is it giving me results periodically? Bi-weekly. I'll measure what is the result I'm expecting in 2 weeks after I made the changes. You give me that result, even weekly, even daily. I'll constantly measure against the goals which I identified earlier. And if they are, then I have set new standards, right? And then I can constantly go back and document the current situation and redo the entire process again and again and again. And this is a vicious circle. It keeps happening, especially in the hospitality industry.